He had studied and he listened to Martin Luther and things Scotland to share this. And as it was a priest fight, and as he was sharing this, they said it was heresy. And so he had for a time to hide while he shared. But when he was called forth and he shared lightly, and the word got back to the officials, and they took him, and they put him on a stake to burn him. To burn him to death. They wanted this to look powerful and whatnot, so they put gunpowder upon the side of his arm and so behind his head. And they, any of you ever buy a barbecue before we had this turn on things? They thought that gunpowder would burn quickly. And so they lit the gunpowder and it scorched his face and his arm. He couldn't turn his stake on fire. So they left him on the stake. While he was on the stake, they got some more gunpowder and other stuff to put on it. And eventually, the fire was going. They implored him to renounce his faith. And he said, a chance to witness. And just before they put him on the stake, by the way, he gave his garments to his servant. He said, I can't give you anything else except the example of my death, which I pray to thee to bear in mind. For though it be bitter in the flesh and fearful before men, yet it is the entrance into eternal life, which none shall possess who deny Jesus Christ. And so he went to the stake so he would not deny the Christ. As they got him burning again, the people that were calling him a heretic were screaming at him to deny his faith. And he said at the last, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. How long shall darkness overwhelm this realm? And how long wilt thou suffer the tyranny of these people? He gives himself to God in a horrible ceremony. Now, just to show you how things are different now, the favored people in Scotland that were part of the Reformation and the movement of God, they were given good seats to watch this. So it was pretty public record. And he dies. And they think that now the Church of Scotland, the Reformation Church of Scotland, will end. And soon thereafter, there's another gentleman mentioned, Friar Henry Forrest. He was a young Benedictine priest. And he made the mistake of talking to someone that he said, Patrick Hamilton wasn't a bad fellow. He did good things. He did good things. And then they told him, turn, recant, say that he was an evil person, Hamilton was an evil person, and his beliefs were wrong, and you will be spared. And while this was actually a pretty shy priest, he said, I cannot. He couldn't back away from the truth. As they were preparing to burn him, though, an important friend of one of the bishops that was part of the burning said to him, the smoke of Patrick Hamilton has infected all those of whom it blew. So they didn't burn him. They wanted to take a chance. They suffocated him to death. So put out and end the message. Before long,
pastor of the church nearby, Thomas Ferret, by two blacksmiths, Keller and Beveridge. Wonder what turned out like this blacksmith as those who worked with fire. And a gentleman, Robert Forrester, also were taken to a hill on Edinburgh, Castle Hill, and burned it. When they wouldn't recant that the Bible was the Word of God and it was available to all, that God was a priest of all and he was available to all who would come to him. And so they burned these gentlemen to their death. Not long after that, there was a fellow named Wishart, George Wishart. He, like the others, except for Hamilton, were probably what you would call Presbyterian. Wishart had studied with Calvin, and a little bit was friendly. And he began to teach, and he was caught teaching the Word of God, and they burned him at the stake. By the way, the Helvetic Confession was up there, one of the things that Wishart was burned as he translated the Helvetic Confession into the language of the people as well as Scripture. Well, Wishart had a disciple that followed him, but for whatever reason wasn't taken that day when Wishart was burned at the stake. And his name was John Knox. And Knox became the father of Presbyterianism in Scotland. And fearlessly did it. Now, I know firemen who have been at a fire in which someone was burned to death. It can never be fun. I knew in one church I had that every time we did the Christmas Eve candlelight, he was stressed out with a pail of sand, a blanket, and water available in case anything would happen. It just had the memory of what he had seen in a house fire that killed a family. Never left. Do you notice what the symbol they chose was? It was not, however, consumed. Burned, but not consumed. The fire of martyrdom was to take away the promises of God. They could burn them, but they could not consume that which God had put in them. They did not simply die. They went to be with the King of Heaven. There isn't knowledge, even when we're not talking about suffering or martyrdom, that just when we get overwhelmed at the loss of someone. Last week I told you about it. About my friend and the pulpit that I was speaking. And the comfort gave me just because it made me remember where he was. And right after that, a giant blessed me. So I'm going to tell you my dream story. I said, we're going to tell you a dream story. And she said, okay, I'm going to have to go up there. So she briefly going to tell you a dream story. Months apart. What's the story of our good? Good, good, good.
Okay. And this was the Thanksgiving after my mother died on Valentine's Day. And I was having Thanksgiving dinner for some friends. And I got up early to prepare the turkey. And I put it in the oven, and then I decided to go and lie down. And I fell asleep. And I had this wonderful dream.
just a little old story. And as we, by the strength of God, thank God that His presence doesn't leave us. That even as we move loved ones in the Lord, they may be consumed in a physical sense, but not in an eternal sense. And so, it's not always because we seek to be on fire for God, these people put us on fire. Rather than run from the hated memories and give them to God, and they say, we felt the flames, but it did not consume us. For we, our children of the King of Heaven,